Hi, I'm Tim.
The Scarab Toastcast is recorded, mixed, and produced at Lord Wellington's Beef Trapeze in Columbia, South Carolina. Well, mostly it is. Scarab is the South Carolina Area Role Players and Board Gamers Con, held annually in Columbia, South Carolina on MLK weekend for 4 days. The Toastcast is hosted by and features many of the Scarab staff and guests, but mostly kobolds. Views and opinions come off of a random encounter chart from an older edition of some popular D20-based game, and usually don't reflect anything to be taken too terribly seriously. I'm John, your announcer, and now here's your host, the kobold with the most, Toast!
Thanks, John. Hey, folks, we got a great show lined up for you today.
Wow, just listen to Toast go on about what's on the show. You know, that was my job once. Now I'm just stuck editing this stuff. And he gets to all the stuff, all the fun things like interviews, gets to hang out with all the celebrities. You know, if I was in charge of the show again, things would be different. Very different. Sometimes,
John! John!
Sometimes
John!
I just wish that, hey, back in the day, that,
Hey, buddy! Are you John? Oh, thank goodness I found you!
Who the heck are you?
Just call me Rick. I feel like I've had this conversation before, but that's not important! What is important is that the time stream is broken.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
and that's important because...
Well, you gotta fix it, John. Don't ask why I know it's only you can do this. It's a time and reality continuum stuff. Just trust me on this.
There, Mr. Lampcoat, what exactly is going on?
Well, there's, I hate to say it because I hate puns, but there's simply no time. Here, take this. It's a scarab. I set it for October 2015. Yeah, that should be correct. You gotta go fix it.
Wait,
good luck. Don't break anything, especially time. Good job, John. Now I just hope he doesn't run into the first toast I sent back.
Wait a minute, I know where I am. Get off of me!
I think I landed on something.
Alright, so if you're still listening, congrats.
Shame on you.
Nah.
Or if you've just started listening.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, maybe you're one of those people who travel through time, and you're in the future, and you only listen to the future parts of...
He traveled to the third part of...
You've traveled in time to the third part of this discussion about time travel. Ooh.
They will be listening to this in the future.
Yes.
Sure.
This will all be in the past.
Whoa. you've just blown my mind. Well, my mind will be blown at some point.
Your mind was been blown?
Or maybe it had... Oh my gosh! You've blown my mind in multiple time periods.
See? There you go. Your English majorness can kick in with all the... You can do the bad grammar as much as you want because it'll all be appropriate here.
That's right. Your mind will have already been blown?
And yet, it has not been blown yet. And it's being blown right now.
Alright.
I know there's a lot of blowing going
on. My brains are all over this thing. It's crazy. So... So, for those of you who are thoroughly confused, like the rest of us, this part we're going to this is where we get to show our we get to really geek out on our favorite stuff from time travel. This is going to be some of our we're going to give some recommendations and some references to different time travel things. So I'm going to start off with a couple questions before we get into the more detailed parts. Quick question: who is your favorite time traveler?
Arnie. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
You mean Terminator?
Terminator.
Okay. So Matt's saying
Matt goes
Terminator.
Straight for the...
Do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger?
The naked Austrian?
No, I gotta... Based off your answer... based off your answer, are you saying Arnold Schwarzenegger is your favorite time traveler or the Terminator?
That's a very good question. I'm gonna have to think about that.
They're different?
Wait.
Now whose mind's been blown?
That's the only reason I voted for the governator.
Fair enough.
You were in California.
Shh. They don't need to know that. but yeah, Terminator.
Terminator, okay.
Not that any of the recent movies are great time travel stuff.
We'll get into that because I have stuff to say about Terminator as far as time travel stuff too. All right, Tim, who's your favorite time traveler?
It's a good one.
And don't say P. Diddy.
Damn, I'm going to the adventure.
Is P. Diddy a time traveler?
Oh wait, I wasn't supposed to reveal that yet.
You will learn soon.
I may have to change my answer.
He's obviously a time traveler. Look at him.
I'm probably going to have to go with Doctor Who.
Okay. So the Doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about... Especially like the David Tennant, because he actually dealt with a lot of like the paradoxes, the consequences of time travel, and all the moral ambiguity of everything he did. And like other ones where it's just like, we're going to do this now!
It's going to be interesting when we get into more details about Doctor Who, because I got some stuff to say about it. The Doctor.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
It's your show.
It's my show. What about you, Ruby? Who's your favorite time traveler?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, that's a fair enough answer. We'll go with that. You don't know. We'll let you think about that. Kristen, who's your favorite time traveler?
Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick. Interesting.
Yeah, T-1000.
Nice.
I'm joking.
No, no, although I gotta admit, I think Robert Patrick's kind of cool. But, not necessarily from a time travel perspective. I just think he gets really good, really interesting roles. He shows up and you show up and you go, he's either a badass or he's a total douchebag.
Oh, I think I know who mine is now.
Was that your real answer?
No.
Well, I got to hear what Ruby's is now.
Yeah. So
we'll
come Dolph out Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren. Explain.
In the... I'm not sure if it's time travel.
Are you going with that Dungeon Siege movie?
I am.
Dungeon Siege 2?
I am. He's this badass, like, washed up, retired military guy. That
Navy SEAL or something
gets
like that.
Time traveled or alternate reality or whatever back to medieval times because he's the lost son of the king and queen of the lands that are dead.
Yeah, sent to the future.
That got sent to the future.
Wow, that's an interesting choice there. Fun fact, he went through over 100 scarves in that film.
Yes.
Really?
Which I'm convinced that's where the budget went. Dolph Lundgren scarves. That movie has one of the most uncomfortable, and by that I mean like really awkward, love scenes in it.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to imagine the finger quotes on that one.
You know what? There could not be finger quotes on that, and I would still stick by it. That being said, it's not so awkward that you couldn't have young kids watch it, because they would just be like, huh? Even they would probably go, that was a really awkward love scene right there.
Sorry to interrupt you, Kristen.
So now everyone else's favorites include two muscly Eurasian men.
Isn't that interesting?
And David Tennant.
Who is also...
A Scotsman.
Who is a Eurasian man. He's
just not muscly.
He's just not muscly.
No. Quite the opposite.
I feel obligated to, like, come up with a female time traveler, but I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, totally. Oh, well, never mind then. I feel like I should mention a female time traveler, but I can't think of a single one. Way to go.
All right.
Unless you go with Doctor Who females.
Does the time traveler's wife actually time travel?
No.
She's just kind of caught up in that whole mess. So do you have any?
I'd probably also have to go with the Doctor, but that's just because he's kind of an awesome character when he's not being a total douchebag.
Okay.
So half the episode.
Yeah.
I'd have to say my favorite time traveler
is he?
I asked this question. Is me? No. I'd have to go with Doc Brown because he is a total time traveling douchebag.
Uh-huh. See, I got another one. I do know a female time traveler.
Such a horrible time traveler, but in an awesome way.
Girlfriend doesn't count.
No. I have a time traveler, a female time traveler.
I know who you're thinking.
Blink from Exiles. It's a comic book.
Well, she travels through alternate realities and such.
They do time. Oh, I guess it's alternate
realities.
They don't
really
do time. Okay.
I'm not gonna throw alternate reality traveler in this because that opens up a whole
ball of
wax.
Well, then I don't know.
Because then you got the whole cast from Sliders coming in. So okay. So we got two doctors. You know, I'm not surprised the doctor came up more than once in this
whole
thing.
I really like the doctor.
Paradox.
Oh no, we have a paradox. But which doctor is Kristen's favorite? I guess that should be the follow-up. Yeah, I'd be okay if you said they're all good.
But they're not.
My favorite's the first doctor.
The old man?
Yes. I really do like all right,
fine. Let's ask this question. Okay. Let's ask this question. Who's your favorite doctor? My favorite doctors are the fifth one, which is Peter Davison or the Valyard. Oh, I went there. Mm-hmm. The evil doctor. Who's your favorite doctor, Ruby?
I really like Tennant just because I think he did a really good job with the role. But I also really like Eccleston because he was very much the angry doctor. He was just very, very angry, and it played well, especially with how he was supposed to be coming off of the war and everything.
Yeah.
But one of my other all-time favorites is the first doctor, mm-hmm. the old crazy man. Oh, I guess I like them all because Peter now Hartman? I'm also thinking about the one with the that was in the Army or Air Force or the British
John Pertwee.
Yeah, I enjoy him too. The one that created UNIT.
So Ruby says, you know what, they're all good.
Well, not all, but
they all have their moments.
Better. Yeah, yeah.
What about Except you, Tim? I guess you told us.
David Tennant. I also like Tom Baker because he was kind of like...
It's hard to not like Tom Baker.
He's kind of like, time to... Let's do it.
That's where we really got our, like the idea of the crazy time traveler kind of thing. What about you, Matt? Who's your favorite?
First.
The first one?
Yeah. I haven't really watched any of the modern ones because I'm still trying to sledge through the original crap.
That's hard.
It's just because
good luck to you with
especially the first doctor.
The stories are really neat. John brought this up. The stories are really great. It's the effects and the acting is so bad.
What I was telling Ruby was like some of the stories are really neat, but you go, this should not have taken 5 hours to tell this story.
Yep.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking of like
you get past some of the bad special effects.
Yeah.
It's just the pacing was
so slow.
Because it was all serialized.
I was one of those people who saw Classic Who on Netflix and went, I don't need to know what happened before.
Well, I remember Classic Who from growing up on on PBS. Uh-huh. So that's where most of my old classic Doctor Who came from. I don't think I've watched a single episode on Netflix.
Yeah.
I've watched his VHSs. We have quite a few.
I got some good ones.
He does.
I was like, I'm only getting the good ones. If I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy the good episodes.
I just got frustrated by everyone jumping on the Doctor Who bandwagon at the same time. And I was like, no, I'm going to hipster this.
Okay.
I'm going to go all the way to the start.
So, John, when it came out, he's like, all right, I got...
It's all Hartnell and Pertwee all the way.
I got the first season of Doctor Who. Let's go ahead and I'm going to watch it. I was like, I don't want anything to do with it. Whatever. And I'm sitting there on the spare bed playing on my laptop, and John's watching it on the computer.
Patrick Troughton. The third doctor, the one with the tattoo. Oh, okay. Sorry, I had to correct myself.
Okay.
Before I got the wave upon wave of angry emails from Whovians.
That first episode, I kept hearing things, and I was like, and finally I ended up sitting there down watching with him the whole rest of the season. So I missed the first half of the first episode.
Yeah.
And that was it.
The first episode is kind of hard to watch now.
That's how Eccleston's I got
run. Oh, Eccleston.
Yeah.
But the second one.
Wife.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So did you already no, say who I, your favorite no. was?
Oh,
who's your favorite doctor?
Which is what sparked off who's the favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Who's your favorite doctor?
Who's who?
I am going to have to go with Tennant, too. Just, I know that's a bit of a cliche. Although, I'm going to say...
It's hard to not like Tennant.
I'm going
to
say...
He was really good at it.
I'm going to voice an unpopular opinion at this table. I didn't mind Matt Smith. Wow. I thought he was better than
Get Matt out.
Smith. All right, all right. Since we're talking about Matt Smith.
Ninth.
I liked him.
Who's
like,
ninth?
Peter Eccleston?
No, Capaldi is the... He's like the current one. He's the 13th or something.
13th. Yeah. Okay.
So to me, Matt Smith, like at the end, the very last episode, right before the Pandorica opens.
Yeah.
And he's making that speech to all the aliens who have shown up on Earth, and he does the whole, you know, look through your data banks, find out what all of you have in common, who the thing you guys fear the most, your boogeymans, and see what they all have in common. Then decide who's gonna be the first one to take the first shot. That scene, and then when they like all flew away and he's like, well, that'll stall him for a little bit. To me it was like awesome. We know where he's going with this character now. And then I didn't feel like we really got back to that ever again.
He had moments for me. Yeah. He was a moment doctor. He wasn't an overall like Tennant was and Eccleston was. I thought that they built and kept going. Capaldi is also kind of a moments doctor for me right now.
He's kind of pulling it together.
This season he's defined himself.
Yeah. I think it's the writers. They weren't like...
They didn't know what to do with him. I understand that. But
no, moments for Matt Smith. But I liked his add-on people better. Not like his companions, but like...
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
I got to watch the whole movie about about Van Gogh traveling through space and time.
Yeah. That would be messed up.
That would be awesome. Van Gogh and Abraham Lincoln traveling through time, fighting crime.
Dude. Time That's buddies. Totally a webcomic right there.
Where do you think we should go today, Van Gogh? What? Oh, let me get on the other side there.
All right.
Let's make that happen. All right, so now let's bring up this question. Who, in your opinion, is the worst time traveler? The worst one.
Dolph Lundgren.
See, I see what you did there.
I was going to say Doctor Who.
Interesting. Hmm. Are you sticking with that answer?
Yeah, I'm 100% sticking with that.
Okay. What about you guys?
Well, what are you talking about? Like, worst? Like, just a terrible time traveler? Or just...
The worst time traveler. Just however you want to interpret that. You got to explain.
Well, I could say Doc Brown.
I would not disagree with you on that.
Either Doc Brown or Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, really? Oh, yes.
Really? Interesting. Interesting.
Whose time traveling power somehow involves doing the splits.
Yes.
Well, that's not how he time traveled.
See, when he does the splits, he's splitting time.
yeah.
All time flows from my groin. by separating my ankles from my...
He's reaching into his root chakra to split the very... Which means existence.
I mean, there's theories and base. I don't know what I'm talking about. What about you, Matt? Who's in your opinion, worst time traveler?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to think about that for.
Damn, you know what? I think I got my worst and my best ones mixed up. Because I do agree with Tim that I think the worst one is Doc Brown.
Yeah, because like he appears
because all he does is screw up each time, and he blames it on Marty McFly.
Well, also he like travels. Like when he went,
but wait till I tell you who I think my best is now. You're gonna love it
because Doc Brown, when they go to the future, he opens his briefcase of money.
Right,
where'd you get the money from? He had to steal it from someone.
Well, we could go in all on about the morality implications behind Doc Brown. I tricked these terrorists so that I could get this money. I made a small little atomic bomb for them. There's a guy we want to trust. Are you still trying to figure out who your worst is?
I'm trying to remember their names.
All right, well, I'm
Rigby.
Rigby.
Oh,
from
the regular show.
The regular show. They completely undo their awesome future.
Uh-huh.
Because they traveled into the past. Well, they... Oh, wow. Their future selves traveled into the past, and then they traveled in... Because they went back to the 80s.
Yeah.
No, the 80s suck, man. What are we going to do?
Other than that...
Yeah. Okay.
I think there's a new Disney show about time travelers. Probably. Which was pretty bad. Saw it in a hotel.
All right, ready for this?
It wasn't.
So late. I'm gonna kind of like retcon my answer before because I think Doc Brown horrible time traveler. time traveler, and this is kind of a pair here, Bill and Ted.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's just
Bill and Ted.
That's what I forgot to do. It's gonna be my Bill and Ted shirt that I got from that loot crate.
All right. So let's break this down a little bit more. Let's give some examples, maybe talk a little bit about some of these other topics. So let's talk about time travels and time travelers and such in literature. What are some good examples of
I can only ever think of H.G. Wells' The Time Machine.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one to think about. Yeah. I had to really bust my brain to come up with some interesting literature stuff.
There's a series I read. I think it's called The Time Wars. It's like a series of three books. I got it, like the collection of it.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually very good.
Ooh, doesn't some of the Dragonlance deal with time travel?
Probably.
You know, with Rastlin and
his brother, he goes
Thomas or Talma.
Because he becomes some sort of angry god in the future or something like that. And
okay.
Somebody goes in the past and has sex with their daughter and It's really weird.
Yeah.
Dragonlance. Go read it. It's good books.
Not telling you which ones.
No. Okay. Since we're talking, since we mentioned the time machine.
Mm-hmm.
I love how every time there's a movie adaptation of The Time Machine,
it's horrible.
It's like you get the thing where they get to a certain point and then they just kind of ignore certain parts of the books,
uh-huh.
and you get this weird thing where it's these creatures that he encounters in the what was it the future. I mean, the book they're the way they're described, they're obviously you're supposed to get these are what humans have evolved into, but they're very monstrous. But they always like to, in the movies, they like to over-sexualize the people who live above ground.
Yeah.
And it's like, in the book, they were all like little kids.
Pretty, yeah.
Little childlike kids. There was no, like, sexual anything there. And that always kind of disturbs me about any of these remakes. But to me, the part they always fail on is he gets through all that stuff, and it does not end well for him.
No.
Stuff goes down, and people die, and he goes, you know what? I'm going to go as far into the future as I can. And this is really horrific, monster-filled, like, tentacle-slapping, crazy future that he ends up in.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's just like, this is just, my mind cannot comprehend these creatures and things that I'm seeing. And it's like, I want to see how nobody's ever put that in any of the movies about the time machine.
Because their minds can't comprehend.
That's because Del Toro's time machine hasn't come out yet.
Oh my god. Dude, that would be amazing.
This should just be like the first 10 minutes is like, here's all the stuff where I saw these people and some stuff happened. But way in the future.
Like, I criticize him for doing the same thing in the movies every time, but that would actually totally fit with time travel.
Like, the ending of the Hellboy stuff with all the tentacles, the Cthulhu monster faces, and Pan's Labyrinth, and what was the one with the house where they're
the orphanage?
Yeah, the orphanage.
No tentacle monsters in that.
It was creepy. That was probably his seriously creepiest.
So Del Toro. Excellent time travel. So what are some other examples in literature?
Michael Crichton, the Jurassic Park author, he's got a book called Timeline.
Yes.
Okay.
And two things. One, that book got me interested in physics in the first place, which is why I ended up studying it.
I could see that. I read that book.
And two, Michael Crichton, I have some serious doubts about his skills as an author and his ability to use the science that he starts off explaining really well. Because by the end of that book, the whole mechanic for time travel in that book is that they're not actually traveling in time, they're going in alternate dimensions.
Right.
But at the end of that book, they find the tomb of someone they left in the past.
Yeah.
And it's the tomb of someone they left in the past. And you're like,
wait a minute.
There.
I'm going to throw out, I have Ray Bradbury written down here, but I don't know.
Does he do time travel books?
Yeah, he's a big sci-fi guy. Bradbury wrote, what is it, The Sound of Thunder, didn't he?
I've never read that.
The Sound of Thunder, where a dude goes into the past, he kills a T-Rex, and he steps on a butterfly.
Oh yeah,
I saw the Simpson parody of that.
Everybody has made a parody or movie about it. There's like a movie called The Butterfly Effect, which the premise is kind of similar to that.
I've actually never read it, so I didn't know.
Sound of Thunder. I'm going to mention a story called, this came out in 1964, it's by Alfred Bester. It's a short story called The Man Who Murdered Muhammad. Which when I read this thing, I was like, this is the most awesome time travel thing I've ever read. It's very tongue-in-cheek. Guy comes home, finds his wife's been cheating on him, so he says, you know what? I've been working on this time machine back at the university, so I'll just travel through time, go back, and I'll kill her dad before she's been conceived, so she'll never been born. That'll teach her. And then he goes back to the present, and he's like, my wife's still here, and then she's having an affair again. Well, I guess her mom was also a bit of a cheating, you-know-what. So he keeps doing this, and every time he comes back, he just finds nothing has changed. So finally he meets this one guy who's like, hey, you're a time traveler too, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, have you noticed people have stopped kind of noticing you? He's like, well, I did notice that. He's like, yeah. Eventually you're going to get to, and if you notice you don't really need your time machine to travel anymore, he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you've kind of just kind of unlocked yourself from time. So you can kind of go wherever you want, do whatever you want. It's not going to affect anything. He's like, he gets kind of upset. He's like, really? I can do anything? He's like, yeah, I've killed like Muhammad like 100 times. And to me, it's like, that's an awesome time travel thing. That kind of goes with that whole thing about, you know, I guess time is, well, not time is irrelevant, but time kind of being this organism that just refuses to let you mess around with it.
Uh-huh.
It goes, do you want to keep doing this? I'll just kick you out of here.
Kick you out of the kiddie pool.
Any other literature stuff? I wanted to mention H.P. Lovecraft, but I couldn't think of any true time travel Lovecraft stuff.
Wait. What was that?
Shadow Out of Time.
Shadow Out of Time.
I was going to say, there was that one HP Podcraft session that I actually listened to all of it through with you. Well, there's a couple that I've heard parts of, but it was where he goes back to like that Neanderthal-y thing where they're all in the library and he gets hit in the head with the jawbone thing.
Oh, gosh. And yeah, that wasn't a Lovecraft story, but I want to say that was Robert Howard. Yeah, it was a Robert Howard.
Yes. He
gets hit on the head and has all these like memories of the past where he was like some barbarian king and they were fighting these weird little
and then he comes to and he kills
and because realizes, the other guy
he's like, he realizes his best friend was because from those things. That's a good story about racism. I mean time travel. But no, you mentioned Shadow of Time.
He's not actually time. Well, his body's not actually time traveling,
right, but his
mind is.
His mind is.
There's an interesting concept. Alien race. The only way they know how to travel is by sending their minds through time into other bodies. But it's a two-way street. If they go into the past, they send that mind back, into their body.
Yeah.
And they use that to scope out different times and see, oh, this would be a good time for us to live. Cool. And once they found one that's really good, then they just do a mass migration before they get completely wiped out.
Yeah.
So they leave some poor, horrible, unsuspecting race like trapped in these bodies as they're being wiped out of existence. And they decide, the time of man, it's fleeting. It's not going to be that great.
That's so good.
But these like bug things that are going to come after them, they'll be pretty cool. That's an excellent one. I forgot about that one. That's like one of my favorite ones. And I totally forgot. Yeah, I screwed up Bradbury. Why wouldn't I screw up the Lovecraft thing too?
Exactly.
Gee, I sure wish I could play some Pathfinder, but I don't know anybody who plays or runs it.
Wednesday at Firefly Toys and Games in Columbia, South Carolina. Scarab Gaming Convention presents Pathfinder Society Game Night. Play scenarios.
Earn XP.
Crush your enemies. The cost is free.
Free.
Newbies, welcome.
I better write this down. I sure hope that yelling guy tells me when it is again.
Wednesday. At Firefly Toys and Games, Columbia, South Carolina. Games start at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Check listings on Firefly's Facebook site for details or check out the Palmetto Lodge meetup site on meetup.com. Pathfinder Society Game Night. Roll the dice before they roll you.
Well, I like the sound of that. I'm there.
So let's move on from literature to, and this is going to be where we're going to get a bunch of stuff.
Are we?
Television. I think so.
I think movies.
I can't think of a single television show that does time travel.
We'll briefly mention Doctor Who. Okay, what else?
Wayward Pines.
Oh my God.
Wayward Pines.
Wayward Pines.
Is that really time travel?
It is. Because they freeze them and they're all in the future.
So there's an interesting version of time
travel. So I guess
travel.
It's not really time travel.
I freeze
travel.
Myself
right.
and wake up in the future.
Yeah.
Rip Van Winkle with a modern
Yeah, that's the whole Rip Van Winkle time travel thing. Yeah.
Continuum, that's on Sci-Fi.
Continuum. There's your strong female time traveler whose
I totally can't remember.
She's Canadian. She's Canadian. Yeah, yeah. Taking that what you
invalidates it a little bit.
A little bit.
Time traveling Canadians? I don't know.
Well, I was going to say
that's not very believable.
Name, but also, yeah.
Because she's female? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, because you can't remember her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a good. No. Awesome. But it's that good being show. Said, it is a good show. It is on Netflix. It is on Instant Watch.
At least the first season, maybe the first two. I don't remember.
It brings up some really bizarre questions about time travel and that.
But they have their own established set of parameters for time travel that you go with.
Yeah. And one of them, they kind of break, and then they get. But they break it, and then they go. Yeah. Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What does this mean? Let's talk about Doctor Who. Because Tim, you brought up the whole thing about you like Tennant because he brings up that whole morality sort of the questions about, you know, should I be doing this? Am I doing what's right? You know, I can do whatever I want to.
Yeah.
Okay, so about that, and this is why I think Doctor Who is both the best and worst time traveler. So on the best hand, on the best side of things, right? Super optimistic, always seems to find a solution to every insurmountable problem. It's like great role model. On the worst side,
he's always sacrificing something or someone else.
Yeah, he totally turned a girl into a piece of pavement.
That's the most horrible episode of
That is Doctor Who, a state right of there. Living death. I would...
It's supposed to be a very comedic, tongue-in-cheek episode of Doctor Who, and it's just... Yeah. The ramifications are horrifying.
It has the most horrifying ending. Like, almost every... All the super relatable characters in it die off, except for, like, the one girl...
In horrible ways.
Yeah.
Who survives. She might as well He resurrects her... as a piece of paving stone, and it's more horrifying than you.
Yeah,
and you don't find that out until the very end, and it makes the preceding horrifying stuff even more.
The things they talk about after that, you're like,
and he does that consistently, where it's like he's
by turning her into electronic impulses on this moon,
saving someone when it's really giving them a fate worse than death.
Probably
now she'll never die.
Probably one of the best. Not best episodes, but one of the episodes that kind of epitomizes the Doctor and that whole sacrifice to sacrificing one to save many sort of situations is, and he's elated, is the World War II one with the nanites and the
figures. The Doctor dances.
The Doctor dances, and at the end, he truly doesn't hurt anyone, and he saves them all
I'd say that's the best
and
episode.
You
of
see
the,
how he's elated
the
at that
modern Who series, right?
Yeah,
there. And that's Eccleston too.
Yeah, that is Eccleston.
But, that one's really good.
But more than once,
yes,
he'll
very often
a whole bunch of people die, and he'll either not bat an eye, or when other people call him on it, you're like, well, there's nothing I can do. He's like, fuck you, you're a time traveler.
if for anybody listening or anybody at this table who thinks, you know, the modern Doctor Who is horrible because of stuff like that.
The past one?
The older, the older the original Doctor Who series is and stuff, 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Easily.
Because he doesn't care. Because
he just doesn't
crazy.
Care. Yeah.
Yeah, because... There's the whole thing, like when the Daleks were born, he actually had a chance to stop the Daleks, like before they were even born.
Which keeps coming back up, and I'm tired of that keep coming back up.
But he decided, no, I'm going to let these Daleks go out, kill billions of people, because it makes good.
Yeah, because good things come from that.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna you know, pinch one of these nerve endings so they're like a slightly, you know, mentally deficient, but not noticeably enough.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna change it so instead of killing like trillions and trillions, they're gonna kill like, you know, billions and billions. And
yeah,
that's Doctor Who logic. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that brings the whole thing. You know, you're a time traveler. You see all this stuff happening, and if you're the Doctor and you just live, you know, freaking forever ish, you know, then I don't know, how much do you start just really caring about stuff
that? But they even bring that up in one of the more recent episodes. He has the gall to call another immortal on the same stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I had issues with that.
So sometimes he's like the most moral character on television, but in other episodes he's a heartless sociopath.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to reconcile both of those, which is why he's best and worst for me.
And that's why the Valyard is such an awesome Doctor. You're going to get there, Matt, if you're going through the older episodes. It'll take a while. When you'll get there and you'll be like, oh my gosh, why can't we have a series about this guy?
Okay.
He's like all the evil epitome of everything that the Doctor is, you know, not. It's awesome. I'm going to throw this out here about Doctor Who, and then we'll move on to some other topics. In my opinion, it wasn't until recently, fairly recently, within the past year or two, that we actually started seeing time travel episodes in Doctor Who.
Again.
Time travel was just a vehicle to get you to the plot. We never really saw, like, an actual time travel related, like, something that actually dealt with time travel.
Until
recently. Capaldi's been throwing
few,
in pretty...
Yeah.
His has been throwing it
Listen
in there very heavily handed.
Whatever the one in Space Station.
I want to say Blink is when we really started seeing stuff that actually we saw ramifications of time travel. An episode where time travel was the... the crux of what was going on. Because usually it was just like, oh, we travel in time. It doesn't really matter where we went or why. Mm-hmm. Here we are. Let's fight some monsters out in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. So, like, in a setting where you can have an Orient Express in space, and Space Titanic.
Yeah.
Right.
They feel the need to go into the past to experience that kind of stuff. It's kind of strange.
Okay. So what about some other TV shows?
The regular show.
The regular show. That was like one episode, but I'm okay with it. Well, that was a few
episodes. There were two. Because there was the microwave. He microwaved all the clocks.
Regular show. Oh my gosh, that's right.
No, I guess they don't time travel in Rick and Morty. They just space travel.
They don't. Oh! They make a very good point of the fact they do not time travel. Because Rick points out that he's like, time travel is bull crap.
Yep. I forgot one.
What one?
Quantum Leap.
You know what? That's on my list right here, Tim. I'm glad you brought it up. Yes, Quantum Leap. Quantum Leap, that's a really good example of time travel.
He's traveling through time.
I think it's on Netflix, too.
Yeah.
It is.
And he gets to live someone else's life.
That's a little hard to rewatch. Scott Bakula,
traveling through time, doing stuff so that... It's like, originally, it's like, well, you got to do this stuff so that you can... travel back into home. A different time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which then eventually turned into, well, you should really try to help some people out and do this thing. Turn on these two hair dryers, but help these people out. And then you'll Ziggy says that these hair dryers need to go off at this time in order for you to go into the future. Really good. And then they give you this throwaway ending where he talks to God and keeps traveling through time.
Like you do.
And you go, oh. You know. I'm going to bring up a TV show that I know is going to really tick Ruby off. Watch. It's going to happen. You're going to see it on her face. Eureka.
I was saying, why are you moving away from me, dear?
No, I wanted to see the reaction. I was pivoting. But I know you hated it, but to me it's like, oh, that's awesome. Oh, we went in the past, we changed something, we go back in the future, everything is changed.
It's a totally new series, essentially.
And from that point on, it doesn't change. They do it like one more time.
They do it one more time. They do it twice total.
But at no point do you get this. Well, let's go back in the past and make sure we reset things. No.
That's why I said I love it and hate it all at the same time, because it was neat, because it was like, oh, I like the first part of the, I like the first set of the way the show is going, and then they time travel and the things change, and I'm like, but I want that. I was like, but this is good too. And then they had to do the thing again, and I'm like, come on, guys, getting a little played out.
But that is an interesting way of
revitalizing. Yes. Yes. But they did it like in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, who does that? Who does that? Only a show on the Sci-Fi Channel.
You know, it was planned.
There's another show that has time travel in it.
What's that?
Sequest.
Oh, yeah.
Because originally it was like Sequest, which was like Star Trek underwater, but without all the aliens and adventure. Yeah.
Would you say this was a recommendation, Tim, or a horrible example?
I'm mentioning it.
I loved it.
I remember watching it, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, that boy.
I'm shaking my head in disgust at Matt right now.
I remember being a high school student, and that boy with his blonde hair and his blue eyes and his gay dolphin.
Sequest was the show that they just didn't know what to do with.
Oh, yeah.
So like, what do we do? Aliens. No, wait. Send them into the future.
Send
them back.
There's only so much we can do with a submarine.
It's on Netflix now. So the talking dolphin.
Like I said, I enjoyed it back then, but I also enjoyed He-Man back then. And I can't watch He-Man now because it hurts. You know,
He-Man had a couple episodes that dealt with time travel, but I'm not going to go into that.
I think you could probably watch He-Man more than a Sequest.
Okay.
Oh God! And there's that other
so
one.
So what about what? Speaking
of cartoons,
there's
I got a couple cartoon examples too.
The Kevin Sorbo movie or show after
Andromeda.
Andromeda. Because he was a time traveler because he got stuck in a.
So kind of like a Buck Rogers kind of thing.
Right. No, he got stuck in the event horizon of a black hole.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so time for him stood still. Then like 5,000 years passed. Yeah. And then he gets rescued, and now he's...
Hilarity ensues.
Well,
I used to call that show Hercules in Space.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Well, that's kind of the plot for Buck Rogers right there.
Again, are those really time travel movies or shows, though?
Well, what would that genre be? I've been frozen for a bazillion years and rescued.
Yeah.
It's a man out of time kind of thing. It's the Rip Van Winkle effect.
I feel like there was a show I watched.
I'm waiting for that to be a thing. Like on
no, it involved
his the name guy. Is Rip, and he's from the past.
We already have Sleepy Hollow.
He's got a beard that made of steel.
Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow is definitely Rip Van Winkle. I'm waiting for him to say, back in the war, I took on the name of Rip Van Winkle, when I was going undercover. Because he does it with everything.
He just knows the guy.
We stopped watching. Oh, after
Mr. Winkle, I know him. Mm-hmm.
But speaking of cartoons,
okay,
yes, let's go into cartoons.
Dexter's Lab.
Oh yeah,
on more than one occasion.
Yeah,
it's like a regular thing.
Not Johnny Bravo, the other one with him and his dog.
The most important time travelers Johnny of Test. All. Johnny Test.
Is it? Oh, no.
I thought you were gonna mention. I thought you were gonna mention Peabody and Sherman.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that one. Johnny From Test was the other one, though.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Although I'll accept Johnny Test to a lesser degree, because that's kind of a fun show. But yeah, Peabody and Sherman. Now there, you know what? Peabody, Mr. Peabody probably is the worst time traveler. Because he would show, because he shows up and he just starts correcting everybody.
See, this actually segues into movies because they made a Peabody movie.
What a son of a bitch!
They also made a Dexter's Lab made for TV movie.
Did they?
It's called Ego Trip, and the whole thing is Dexter's the robots come back into the past to kill him, and he's like, "Wow, the future must be awesome! I need to go see it." And he goes and checks out the future, and
So if we're going to talk about other cartoons, I'm going to throw Samurai Jack out there.
Yeah.
I have a big problem with the basic... I like the show. The show is awesome. Everyone should go check it out. But my basic premise, my problem with it is he's like, oh no, I'm in the future. I need to figure out a way to go back to the past. Then who cares if you're fighting, if you also need to destroy Aku in the future? You go back to the past, won't he still be in the past? Uh-huh. I'd be like, eh.
Yeah, would he almost beat Aku in the past?
Right. And he's trying to get back to the past.
So who cares if
he fights Aku in the future?
Well, I don't think he does that much.
He'd be like, I've almost died fighting Aku. Now I'll go back into the past where he'll kick my butt because he's at full strength there.
Well, he just keeps running into Aku in the process of trying to fight away.
I know, that's the irony. It's like, oh, Aku is always right there. And he's like, oh, how did I just miss him? But it is an awesome show.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm making it sound like a not awesome. It's an awesome show, especially the one where he gets turned into a chicken. Probably one of the best ones.
I forgot about that one.
So we do have a good segue to the movies.
Yep. I do just want to mention two other quick little time travel things. This is a really awesome episode of The Brack Show and C-Lab, where we get good examples of time dilation because they keep going back into the past over and over again. So you start seeing weird mutations of things. Because basically, in both of those episodes, it's almost the same plot. Every time they keep going back, there's more and more of them that are sitting there waiting till finally, like, in C-Lab, they're like...
It's dodgeball time.
He's like, whoa, have we gone into... Yeah, here's a brochure. Covers everything. And you get the weird Jabba the Hutt variant on one of them and stuff like that. Those are my recommendations. All right, so movies. You said this was a segue into the movie section here?
Well, we were talking about all sorts of things that had... that were TV shows that had movies made for them.
Well, let's address the elephant in the room... when it comes to time travel movies. Back to the future.
Start there.
It's a trilogy. In my opinion, the first movie and the third movie, really good time travel movies. Second movie is when they just kind of dump all the time travel tropes in at the same time, and it just does not work.
Why does old Biff come back to their future?
Yeah.
What the fuck's up with that? Yeah. And why would you think, you know, hey, so this guy's going to build a time machine, and eventually he's going to come to the future, and I'm going to steal that time machine in the future to go back in the past to change the past. And after I've done that, I need to make sure I do whatever I can to make sure that guy who develops the time machine gets sent to an insane asylum and never invents a time machine.
Yeah.
To be fair,
what the heck's up with that?
Biff does not seem like the kind of guy for long-term planning.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seemed to smarten up a lot in Back to the Future 2.
That's true. When he was Rich Biff?
Yeah.
Rich Biff was pretty sharp.
He was. I like the fact that it's like, oh, cool. Because I'm an expert at gambling now, I now rule this city. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm turning it into like a really weird, corrupt version of Vegas. Because that happens somehow. Biff makes that happen somehow.
Well, he's got money and a gun.
So, yep. So what you're saying is he's like a weird, like a gun-toting Donald Trump kind of character.
Actually, Donald this Trump. Is kind of funny that you mentioned this. Is because
Donald Trump's from the future?
No. Back on all that Back to the Future crap when it was ever being inundated with it on Facebook.
Like just recently?
Yeah.
We call that October.
There was an article that the writer / creator of Back to the Future totally admits that he made Biff to be an older parody of Donald Trump. That is out there. Whoa. As a true article.
Well, you know, he does the hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's so awesome.
Interesting.
Facebook may be lying to me again, but it wasn't a Facebook article. It was something else.
Trump was pretty sharp and charming back in the day.
Right.
Listen up here, Marty.
Well, so, the thing is,
I got this gun, and I'm going to shoot you. You're fired.
Facebook does link some.
Facebook also told me that Back to the Future 2 predicted 9/11.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that for a second.
I'm not saying the movie said. You're not saying Zemeckis
is from the future.
Okay. So Zemeckis kind of brings me up to fucking J.J. Abrams.
Oh, wow.
And movies.
Which goes back into Star Trek. That's kind of movie and TV show.
Oh, Star Trek.
Yeah, okay.
Let's
talk about horrible time travel here, which brings us to J.J. Abrams and Star Trek.
Well,
not necessarily related to each other.
Actually,
yes.
For worst time travel, I was going to say Star Trek.
I would have said J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
I totally forgot about that.
Just drives me insane.
All right, so we're talking about the new Star Trek, where J.J. took the failing plotline he was trying in Fringe and shoved it into a Star Trek movie.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't watch enough of Fringe to realize that.
Yes.
I need to watch more of Fringe.
Fringe no, ended shortly after he said, you know, we need alternate timelines and time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
At the same time. Why not? Blah.
That's
we even have Ron Howard's brother showing up at one point.
Yes.
And no, it is great. And he's like, they go to him, they're asking him about this. He's like, I know what's causing all this.
Uh-huh.
What? And he goes, it's Klingons. Time traveling Klingons. No, I'm sorry. No, it says Romulans. Time traveling Romulans have created an alternate reality.
Yeah.
And they go, he's nuts.
And that is the plot of the first.
And that's the plot for the first Star Trek film.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Uh
huh. Huh. Eric Bana traveling through time as a Romulan. I can see that.
All right.
Wait, I did see that.
Oh.
What?
All right.
So to me, Star Trek just has a problems left and right with time travel.
Mm.
A, they can never figure out exactly how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
How you're supposed to do it exactly.
Yeah.
And then occasionally they have the time cops show up, but only when
don't be dogging on Voyager. That's when Voyager started getting good.
Well, no, it's like, actually, I don't know. I never watched enough Star Trek, but I know Martin, who is a fan of Star Trek, who always complained because, like, they'll do something in the past, mess something up, and nothing. But another time they go back and save someone, and the time cops are there, like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. It's like,
that's true.
Well, those other times Van Damme had the day off.
Yes.
Ah, that's what it is. Because
right. There was the movie, Time Cop.
Oh,
well, okay.
Yeah.
In the, let's not forget the movie of Star Trek where the giant space turd shows up and says, and says, "Give me," and throws a soccer ball out there and says, "Give me some whales." And they go back.
That seems like an accurate synopsis.
I guess our only solution then is to go back in time and steal some whales.
And some nuclear vessels.
And some nuclear vessels. And they show back up. Look, we brought some whales. And this lady, I don't know, she may or may not have been important. Who cares? It's time. We don't care.
Yeah. All right.
So you were getting ready to mention.
Oh, well, we keep throwing the word time cop around. That was a movie.
All right.
Yep, it was.
Tim seems to not like it. I think Time Cop was an excellent time travel movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's been a long time.
Oh, you should. It's
a very long time.
It was in the 80s, I think. So yeah, it might be a little hard to chew through some of the
stuff. I think it was like
late
80s, early 90s, so it's probably a little punny.
Right. But you would get stuff where, like, somebody who changed something in the past and all of a sudden the future has been changed. What a novel concept.
All right. So I'm going to run down our list real quick of the ones that I can think of. Okay. And we can pick and choose as we want.
All right.
Memento, we mentioned, isn't really a time travel movie. It's just a movie told from back to the
beginning. But it deals with time.
But it does deal with time. Loopers. Yes. Crimer.
Oh.
Project Almanac.
Uh-huh.
The One.
Oh, incidentally. I've never seen The One.
Butterfly Effect. Okay. Minority Report. It's not necessarily time travel, but
how did
it
I not write
with,
Minority Report?
But it deals with...
It deals with time and it's all manipulating time.
Right.
Okay. It's predestination.
Right. Yeah. And the movie Predestination.
Well, I'm going to throw in...
So, those are the movies that
I'm
going to
throw
mention.
In Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw in 12 Monkeys. Even I wrote down 7. You saw my notes in the future, didn't you?
Can't you guys count the monkeys?
12 Monkeys.
Monkeys.
I'm also going to throw in the Trancers movies. Because that's totally deal with it. Yeah, I get blank stares here.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
that.
A cop. He's from the future.
I've seen it.
These weird.
But that was back in the 80s. So I don't necessarily remember it.
It's an 80s film. It's a little hard to chew through because of the 80s. But it's awesome. It's cheesy. I think it's Full Moon Video that puts out all those movies.
Oh,
so
God.
That should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, Full Moon.
Right
if you want a good, bad movie, Full Moon Studios.
I'm going to throw out Kate and Leopold, even though I don't really like that movie.
Yeah,
I watched that.
Let's make a romantic comedy that deals with time travel, but ignore rules.
No. Let's make a Meg Ryan rom-com.
Here's what's disturbing about that. I've been dating this chick. We've been dating for a while. We're getting ready to get married. So guess what? We've probably done the nasty a few times. Oh, my ancestor from like the past shows up and sweeps her off her feet, and then she goes back there. Oh, it looks like she was really my great 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 great. I'm gonna throw up now.
I mean, we can talk about the Lake House.
The Lake House is an interesting one.
Is that actually? I've never seen that one.
It's actually
Keanu Reeves.
There's a mailbox. Okay. It's a fixed point in time.
Yeah.
Yes, I read the synopsis of it. Anyway,
there's like a singularity in the mailbox.
Yeah.
Were you done with your list?
I'm also going to throw out X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Okay. So were there any other movies we can think of?
And I do
want to
say, I do not believe that until recently that the Terminator movies have been time travel movies.
Okay.
I think Terminator Genesis is a time travel movie.
Because, what was it? The first one is more of a...
They travel back in time, but it's more of an action...
It's more of just an action adventure thing.
Terminator 3 kind of deals with,
is that the one with Christian Bale?
Was that
No, that was 4.
Which one was 3?
Three was
Lady Terminator. Is that the one with Nick Stahl in it?
And Claire Danes?
Yes.
Because that one was horrible. That was horrible.
Bad. Yeah. I'm not saying it was good.
In the nuclear
silo. You're right. There was some time travel.
Yeah. There was some predestination things are going to... This is going to happen anyway.
Hmm.
Yep.
Which I suppose is kind of a theme after T1 because T2 happens. But
All right.
Does anybody else have any movies they want to throw into this whole mix?
The dude in a King Arthur's court. What's
his name?
A Connecticut Yankee.
Yes.
Connecticut Yankee.
All right.
So we have a Mark Twain story.
But it's
story.
Not just a literature. It's also an old black and white movie.
Yeah.
We had a remake movie. Because
we have. Are you talking about the Bing Crosby
Ledger.
One? Or are you talking about?
It's Heath Ledger, right?
Heath Ledger is the...
No, it's Martin Lawrence.
Because then there's Knights, which is what you're talking about, where he's wearing the sunglasses,
yeah.
Which is the story of a Yankee. Yeah.
That's right.
By the way, just going back to the original book, that book was terrifying because it showed you what living in medieval times would kind of be like, and it's a lot of ish everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The
Bing Crosby movie kind of prettied it up some, and then the Martin Lawrence one I didn't even want to go see.
So that story's been done a few times.
Yeah.
Stuff. All right. Any other movies we want to throw into this mix?
None that I can remember the names of.
Timeline?
I didn't actually see the movie. Okay.
I slept through parts of the movie.
I'm sure there's more, but I can't think of any.
I know there's one that has Mark Hamill in it, which everyone says is like the worst time traveling movie ever.
Not MacGyver. I knew you were gonna say
but
that.
But it was like a time cop kind of
that
scenario.
That was the worst
thing.
Of something.
Time PI.
But
Time Dick. It's a private eye from.
I really, really, really like Looper, and they kind of did the whole paradox thing and essentially the gist of kind of as a looper is you're someone that's been hired in the past that kills, that you basically are an assassin for a mob in the future.
Yeah. Send people from the future to the past to
kill.
and then you incinerate their bodies.
And when you're done as a looper, basically you know you're done because your mark comes with like gold bars instead of silver bars taped to them. And you're not supposed to take the helmet off, you know, the hat thing, the hood off of them. But usually what that means is you've just killed yourself in the future.
You've closed your loop.
You've closed your loop, as they say.
And then you have all these gold bars to go retire off of.
And you, yeah.
But you know you're getting into that when you sign up for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. But people that one don't has a really, really know.
I like the way they do that, because yeah. then they show you him living out the rest of his life.
And getting
up to
taken.
The point where he gets taken and goes back to the past, and then he changes the past by stopping himself from shooting. So you get all of that, and it's like, oh, that's...
So that was a unique movie in interesting. That effect.
So...
It's kind of like Days of Future Past, because it's time travel and, let's face it, mutants. You got people walking around with telekinesis and stuff?
Okay.
I've only seen some
parts of this.
Of what?
Of this movie that I'm about to name.
Okay.
Because... my wife has this habit of watching terrible movies, even though you're not going to want to watch this. And then she goes and watches it anyways, because she's curious. Lucy.
We watched Lucy.
The one where where she's got...
She
uses the 100% of her brain.
Does she really travel to the past?
Or is that like a vision that she's...
I think it's just a vision.
Because I could have sworn that she was interacting with the...
No, I don't think so.
She was interacting with something, but I think it was just a vision she was having. Nothing led me to believe that she was doing anything that was changing any parts of the past or anything.
I mean, maybe she wasn't changing them, but... I thought it was kind of implied the same way that, like, the monolith does something in 2001, that she's doing something to man's ancestors back in the past.
Like when she goes, boop, okay. I touched a monkey and now it's going to turn it to mankind.
Yeah.
Over time.
I mean...
Maybe? Okay.
Maybe.
Well, that's...
They
never really explain it.
Yeah.
Well, they don't explain a lot of things in that movie.
Yeah.
I like how here's the sum total knowledge of everything ever
it's a neat visual
on this
effect.
Thumb drive.
Uh-huh.
It's a neat visual effect.
That came out of my body.
I thought of another movie. Time Bandits.
Yeah.
Oh, how do we not cover Time Bandits? Yeah. Bunch of little midgets traveling through time.
English midgets.
English midgets. It's an awesome movie.
Totally awesome.
You've brought another Terry Gilliam time travel movie into the mix here.
Oh my God.
Don't forget about the Army of the 12 Monkeys. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the movie, obviously, not the TV show, because I haven't seen the TV show, but I understand they changed
a
lot.
Show?
Yep. There's also a French PowerPoint presentation that the movie is originally based off of. I'm not making that up. Look it up. It's called La Jetée. Or rather, don't look it up. It's really hard to go through. 12 Monkeys. Much better. All right. Do we want to move on to the next topic? The next one should be short and sweet, I think.
Video games!
Well, I hope you're happy now. The timeline's been corrected. Now I'm going to be stuck editing podcast forever.
Well, it's better this way, okay? You let the power go to your head. You were just out of control. More so than usual.
I never got to enjoy the ride! I guess I'm better off doing what I do best. Hey, why so down, Chum? Right? I'm Toast from the Toastcast timeline.
And I'm John from the Swarmcast timeline.
We need to get you guys back to your own timelines and make sure that the other one no longer exists.
Wait.
What?
Wait. I'm here to help, too.
I think I am, too? Ah, no. Who are you supposed to be?
I'm John from the timeline where I never started the Swarmcast. And this is Toast from my timeline where he never joined the show.
I don't even know what a podcast is. If it's technology, I hate it.
And how are you going to help? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to stop all this time stuff from happening before it gets too farther out of hand. Okay, but then which timeline stays? The Toastcast, Swarmcast, or no podcast?
I know.
Well, yeah, me too.
Oh my gosh, you never get
used to that. Oh, good, you're all here. This was getting a little confusing for this all audio format, so I felt I had to step in. I have just the way to solve this. All right, everybody, stand still, put your hands up, and, this should only take about...
Names of video games that uses time travel. Someone's... I think the obvious one that Ruby and I can think of, at least, is...
We own both of them, Chrono Crusade and Chrono Cross.
I would say Chrono Cross more so than Chrono... Or it's Chrono Trigger.
Trigger,
not Crusade, yeah.
Chrono Trigger more
Chrono
so
Crusade
than
Chrono...
Chrono
Crusade is something a lot different.
Yeah. That's an anime.
That has nothing to do with time travel. It's got demons and devils and stuff. And really,
and nuns.
Really, and fighting...
A really sad
gun-toting
ending.
Nuns.
Yeah.
Every time I watch
sad
that movie...
Ending. Yeah.
I watch that movie and I get that that Clutch song go through my head. Don't worry, it's just stigmata. Yeah. Pass me a napkin.
But Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross, we have both. They both deal with time travel.
Yeah, I have them both.
One of them's more just like jumping through.
Trigger is
through
more
realities, though.
It is and it isn't. Yeah, I guess it is realities, but it's only realities because they changed something in the past.
Yeah.
It's because something happened in the past that they're two different.
But like the other one, the Chrono
Trigger,
because you actually can go like, oh, let me go back in the past real quick. I'm
gonna
plant.
Dinosaur.
I'm gonna plant this thing right here, and if I go in the future, it's a tree now. Yay! Yeah. Don't open this treasure chest now because it's gonna be really cool in the future. When
you mentioned, because we were talking earlier, Soul Reaver, but it's not Soul Reaver, but all that Legacy of Kain and
yeah,
the Legacy of Soul Reaver.
After a certain point, that series is mostly about time travel.
Yeah,
and
with
which
is
branching,
awesome.
With branching histories and a really confusing timeline. And,
I
think Legacy of Kain,
that makes
not
it
necessarily
awesome.
The Soul Reaver stuff.
Yeah, well,
although
I mean,
it all ties
Soul,
together.
Soul Reaver ends with the main character going into the past, and the game ending super abruptly. frustrating as a little kid.
Yeah.
And then when you finally play the sequel years later, it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, but
there's that one Legacy of Kain one where he's like, "Look, you're in this
Blood
place
Omen.
Where the hub of all time is.
Yeah,
what do you want to do? I'm gonna change the past, or am I?"
Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Majora's Mask.
Okay.
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, okay.
Ocarina of Time.
I guess
those
have something to do with time.
You've got the whole moving 7 years into the future. Because
you go, I'm a little kid now, but now I'm full grown.
Well, I mean, clearly a little kid can't wield a sword.
Yeah.
He can't wield that shield either. He has to wear it on his back.
And then Majora's Mask is basically your Groundhog's Day-ing your way through 3 days.
Yeah.
I never could get past it after the... Is that the one where we went into, like, the tree trunk and there's the flowers that you have to jump on and helicopter to the right platform?
Yeah, something like that.
Couldn't get past that, and I was done.
But it's a Zelda game. It deals with the past.
Yeah, it's...
Link to the Past does not have anything to do with time travel.
Nope. Other than it was fascinating.
Very disappointing.
There's, what, Time Splitters? But that's... Just you going through time and shooting stuff.
Yes, it's.
And then you went up in another time period and shoot stuff. It's like Doctor Who, but first
with
person
guns.
Shooter.
it's another one of those. It's a time travel, but it's not about time travel.
Yeah,
it's just about showing up and shooting.
Well,
stuff
there's
in
a
the
good
face.
There's a game called Time Shift, which is it's a first person shooter, but it starts off you're wearing like this time suit or whatever, and one guy goes back in the past to become a dictator because that's a thing. You just become.
I mean, if you got a time suit.
Oh my God! Yeah. What movie did we not mention that we just watched? You made us all watch it outside.
Ooh,
that
Grabbers.
Dealt with
the thing with the cowboys.
No, that
Idiocracy.
Oh,
Idiocracy.
Again, that's kind of that Rip Van Winkle kind of thing.
I know, but
yeah, he does go and find a time machine.
Yes,
that's true.
He does.
So sorry, you mentioning that made me the president, the weird president thing made me
the wizard president.
Yeah,
but. The thing is, in Time Shift, you actually do have time powers. Like you can like slow time, okay. Stop it, or jump back a little bit, and you stay unaffected. But like everything else gets affected. But I do have two games that I highly recommend for time travel.
Okay.
The first one is it's a point and click game, so it's pretty much a story, and you have to.
Okay.
It's called Silent Age. It starts off in the 70s, so you have all the big mustaches and whatnot, and the brown. There's so much brown.
The brown?
Like, everything's brown.
Oh, okay.
Sepia toned?
No. Like, all the furniture
and
stuff.
Who are the brown?
The brown!
I'd be wearing the brown.
I'm not very big on the whole color scheme of the 70s.
Avocado green and harvest brown.
But right? That's the 70s. But golden you play brown. This janitor who's in this research facility.
So it looks good with brown.
And you stumble into a time machine and you travel
as you do.
To a future where something destroyed all of humanity. And it turns out that it's basically he traveled to like the 90s or 2000 or whatever and just got like bird flu or something that we can treat now, but they didn't have back then. So the sheer act of time traveling caused the plague that destroyed all of humanity.
I love that. That's awesome.
That is cool.
And another game, it's Shadows of Destiny. It's an old game for the, I think either PlayStation 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. But it all takes place in this German town, and you start off being killed.
I know what game you're talking about.
Yes. You step out of a cafe, you get hit by a car. Then a homunculus comes along and tells you he can help save you.
This is a pretty awesome one here. Mm-hmm.
And basically the whole game is you die in the present, and you have to go back into the past to change something in the past to stop you dying in the future.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it takes in the whole cause and effect, the butterfly effect, everything, because there's 16 endings.
Yeah.
And I've played through all of them, and it depends on where you are, what you do, and all the things.
What sort of things you interact with.
Yeah. Everything.
I've tried for ages to remember the name of that game.
Shadows of Destiny.
Nice. I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah. I've been... It's like one of the things in the back of my mind. I think I still have
it. Do you still own it?
I think.
Huh. Rue's like, I'm going to play that.
I've got one that probably no one's ever heard of. It's from the original Xbox. It's this very Japanese first-person shooter, which by itself is kind of strange, called Breakdown.
Hmm. Breakdown?
So Shake the entire...
I don't know why that came to my head.
The entire game is from the first-person perspective, and you regain health by literally picking up, like, cheeseburgers and stuff, and, like, you see an animation of you eating them, which gets really annoying after a while. And the whole story is you wake up in this weird... pretty much. You wake up in this weird laboratory.
Don't eat the wrapper.
And you have this weird ability to be able to deflect bullets by just putting your arms up in front of your hand. Like this weird
Wonder Woman.
Energy shield Wonder comes Woman. Out. And
Worst then you time start... traveler ever.
Wonder Woman. If you're invisible, jet.
But the facility machine. Starts getting attacked by... these strange beings that have these like hexagonal patterns all over parts of their body, and they have the same bullet
deflecting
powers.
Is it in English
powers.
Or is it in
it's
Japanese?
It's in English.
Okay.
Or at least the version I played was in English.
Okay.
And
it's in British.
British English.
As you're moving through the story, every now and then, this woman will like jump out of a portal and interact with you a little bit. Every now and then, you'll have these weird hallucinations where you'll go through a door. And instead of the next corridor, there'll be like this big, huge, empty desert that you have to navigate for a little while, and then you find your way back into the corridor.
Huh.
And you get to the end, and you find this underground place where these monsters are coming out of, and you go and try to fight the final boss,
mm-hmm.
and you lose, and just as you lose, a nuclear bomb pops in.
The Japanese are so weird.
A little bit of shark jumping.
It shoves you forward, and you basically what you've just been playing through has been kind of this weird memory recollection thing that's been reminding you of stuff you've already done, and they're about to send you back from the post-apocalyptic future you find yourself in back to the beginning of the game.
Oh my god!
But after they've supercharged all your powers,
wow.
So you go back through some sections, and that's where you meet the girl who's been popping in the whole time. It was she was actually a little girl that you see just briefly getting shuffled off out of the area earlier, and now she's all grown up. And she travels back with you by accident, but doesn't quite hang on and get to the parts where she's supposed to be. So she's hopping through, and that's where you're interacting with her that way. And it's really trippy, and a lot of it's really Japanese. You get followed around by this silver-haired guy who's, like, uber-powerful and very
okay.
pretty looking.
That's a very Japanese yeah. thing.
Yeah. So you talk about the, you're really from a post-apocalyptic future, blah, blah, blah. Apparently that's the way Assassin's Creed, like the original game is. I've never actually fully played it because I can't do yeah. those
You're trying to get those memories
things.
Out of you by making you read
Because you're
past
descended
lives.
From yeah. this person and that they're trying yeah, to get the memories of the past out of you.
I wouldn't quite say post-apocalyptic
it's
future,
well,
but
it's
yeah,
the future,
same thing.
But that's what made me think of yeah. is the Assassin's
they're
Creed.
They're going for genetic memories.
Yeah.
Genetic
yeah.
memories. But this is you, a lot of the game is you reliving memories, but then they actually
send you into the past.
Okay. Interesting. And there's another one. They're for our DS. You got me one of them, but there's quite a few of them. I think it's like Dr. Latham's
Oh, yeah.
He's got like a time machine.
The professor. Yep. Professor
Latham.
Yeah, Professor
that was
Latham's.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, I loved it. It
puzzles
was great.
In time.
Yeah, it was a bunch of puzzles. Yeah, that's why I liked it.
It's a puzzle game.
Yeah. But right. there's a couple of those as well.
Any other video games you want to mention? Time travel video games?
Actually, there's two now, I think, and two more. There's a little side-scroller platformer called Chronology, where you basically like wake up after you did something. An invention you made destroyed the world. Popular theme, I guess. And basically, you travel back, and you're trying to stop it from happening like moments before. But you have to like jump between the future where everything's in ruins and the time when it happened.
Huh.
And it's like a puzzle thing. So like, oh, you can't jump across
okay,
this
okay.
thing now. But if you travel to the past when the bridge was complete, you can just
yeah.
walk across.
Okay.
Which is, there's another game, another point and click called Lily Looking Through. It's not quite time travel, but basically like your brother gets kidnapped by a scarf.
Right. Say that one more.
Scarf.
That's okay.
It, they haven't
it's
really explained it. I'm
Scar.
Hoping that they make another
or,
game.
Where they explain crap. How
What's
scarves
Lundgren?
Are capable of
no.
kidnapping someone.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yes.
Dolph Lundgren scarf. From,
yeah,
from
it could
the,
be. Maybe it is. But you find these goggles.
I'm serious. If you can, most of those Dungeon Siege in the name of the king are the name of the movies because you can't do
yeah.
Dungeon
yeah,
Siege. It's by the name of the king.
Yep.
And there's three of them.
Yep.
They're all completely different.
All right, let's jump away from video games and Dolph Lundgren.
Sorry.
Because we should.
Because those things go together so well.
Board games. Are there any board games that we can think of that deal with time travel? I'm going to go ahead and throw out Legacy, which is one Matt, maybe you'll mention it earlier in the episode.
We
should do that.
We did
go
a review
and,
of
go,
it
go back
in the
time
past.
Fine, I'll go back and
we did
that.
A review of it
That's
in
right.
the past.
You should go through the entire backlog of the Smartcast and find the review. We did like a review of a bunch of games, and Legacy was in there. It's a pretty cool one.
Yeah. It was fun.
Just listen to them all until you find it.
You're a bunch of, I don't even think you're scientists. You're like just a bunch of like greedy entrepreneurs.
Yes.
They're using time travel to make money.
One up each other.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm going to go and pass an event fire and copyright it and get all the money from that.
Well, I'm going to go before
you
and make fire before you.
Right.
Dang it. Now I can't have invented fire because you already invented it.
Yeah. All right.
But now I'm stuck in the past.
There's this one board game out there called Tragedy Looper, which is kind of like that video game Tim mentioned. It's basically some sort of tragedies happen, and you have to keep replaying the entire events over and over again, putting down different events to try to figure out a way to
We never mentioned Groundhog's Day in the movies.
How did we not mention it? Is that really time travel? I guess it is. He travels through the same day.
I mean,
it's forced.
He's destination. He himself is traveling through time.
I used it as a verb earlier.
You did,
and I think I made reference to it somewhat. So.
Okay.
So there we go. Groundhog Day. All right. Any other board games? Tragedy Looper is kind of an interesting one. I've never played it, but
Monopoly
I hear it's
Monopoly makes it feel like.
It's
no, it makes time go forward.
It just
slow.
Slows down. Yeah.
That's some kind of time travel.
I think it has more to do with connectivity.
Timeline's not really
a time travel
game, but it deals with
time. Right.
That was weird how you did that.
What?
Whoa. It's like I knew, because I came from the future.
We're
and
connected.
She came from the past, and we both converge here in the present.
For those of you who don't know, John and Ruby are Siamese twins.
No, we're not. Not.
That'd be weird, being married to your Siamese twin.
That'd be, I'm
it's
sure
illegal. And
So that's pretty much what we can think of for board games. There probably are some others, but who knows? Yeah, I think there is a Where in Time is Carmen
Sandiego. Yeah, Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego played it.
So let's go to RPGs. Are there some RPGs that are really good with time travel? Some specific ones? Because I can't think of really any.
There is one uh-oh. That I do kind of like. Unfortunately, it's part of the Palladium system.
Uh-oh.
It's called Mutants in Time.
Dun-dun-dun.
It was part of the Teenage Mutant Turtle series, but it kind of...
Dinosaur people.
They kind of... Yeah, but they kind of took it and made it its own thing on the site.
Okay.
And they do it present in their, like, different timelines. Like, if you go to... Well, not different timelines. I mean, because you do dimensional or temporal movement.
Okay.
But they do have, like, a timeline. Like, at a certain point, machines rule. So it's like a Terminator environment.
So if you want to be one of those, you have to come from that.
No. It's just like, you go here, this is what you're going to see. And probably going to be shot at. It's not you come from here. It's like a Terminator environment where, like, the earth is covered in bones. And machines are, like, roaming around, destroying everything. Because it's supposed to take place, like... Cause
that's what the machines are going
to
do.
Yeah, because it's supposed to take place in the...
Build everything
after the bomb series.
Well, the calcium is great.
Which is basically the atomic bomb landed and alien became mutants.
Okay.
But yeah, it's...
And then they built the machines and the machines killed all of them.
Oh, the irony. Our mutant powers let us build these superior machines.
And then aliens came and killed all the machines.
Actually, that is one thing you forgot to mention. Futurama.
Yeah.
Futurama is not an RPG. Oh, for TV.
TV, yeah.
You know what? I have it on my list here. Oh my god, I have so much stuff on my list here for TV shows. Let me run it down real quick. There's Futurama, which is like constantly dealing with time travel. The Flash, especially.
Yeah.
This season.
This season-ish and last season-ish.
Last half of last season.
We mentioned Fringe.
We did.
Star Trek. Here's an interesting one. It came out in the 90s. It's called Time Tracks.
Oh, yeah?
It's about a cop who comes from the future to find criminals who's escaped in the past, which is pretty much the same plot as
I
Continuum.
Remember that.
Yes.
He had like a little credit card
that could talk to
him and stuff. It's great.
That was very 90s.
All right. So, RPGs. Any other RPGs? Tim, you mentioned probably the
only one that probably ever exists.
The only, like, legit
that
one.
Truly deals with it.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss, and Clay and Mary would probably get upset if I didn't mention Time Warriors. So I'm going to mention it. Mm. Time Warriors. All right. Are there any other RPGs we could think of?
The GURPS system allow time travel, even though it's not, like,
well, Champions does, too, because I made a superhero who was called El Kronos, the mariachi master of time.
Can I change my favorite time traveler?
I had a cool drawing of him, too. He had this big guitar that he carried around, and when he played it, that's how he traveled through time.
I mean, of course.
So you would hear that echoing, and then he would appear. Hola, it is I, El Kronos.
Yeah, I can't think of any games that really deal with time travel, because most people, it's like, ow, my brain hurts.
Yeah, time travel is up.
All right,
so let's move on to the next topic, which is other. In the other category, I'm going to throw in, let's start with music, because music's a lot easier to figure out. Music, any music that might deal with time travel.
So
I know
I
that sounds weird.
One.
What's that?
That I can think of, and people are going to roll their eyes and go, emo. My Chemical Romance, the one that's the whole concept album where his girlfriend, wife, whatever, gets hit by a car.
That's Ludo.
That's okay. Yes.
Ludo.
That's Ludo.
That's Ludo.
The Broken Bride.
Yes. Uh-huh. Great album. And it's all about basically trying to save his wife and just inevitably not being able to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. It's a whole album.
Yes.
It's a whole really, really awesome. It's really kind of sad.
It is. But
it's cool and then it gets sad and you've got this really interesting apocalyptic thing about like... dragons and zombies and stuff at one point. And because he's trapped in the past, but he ends up going way into the future. And then
kind of like H.G. Wells,
yeah.
The Time Machine.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I know MC Lars has a song called If I Had a Time Machine. If we're going to talk about time travel in music, we should talk about Huey Lewis in the News, who had a little ditty called Back in Time. I wish Doug was here because Doug would be just saying that. Because that gets stuck in his head all the time.
To be honest, after the third movie, that song really started to grind you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, can I play something else?
Yeah.
There is a Lovecraft theme band called The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. Mm. If you guys haven't heard of them before,
I have not.
You need to go check them out. They're they have a concept album called The Shadow Out of Tim.
Whoa! Did they just not have enough room for the E?
No, because it's about a guy named Tim who is a marine biologist in New Zealand who gets caught up by the...
Oh, go ahead.
By the elder race, mm-hmm. just like the main character in Shadow of Time. And the whole story of the album is him coming back, finding his life's completely destroyed, trying to figure out what happened, encountering some problems with some cultists and New Zealand Navy, and deciding to go on one last voyage out to where he was when all of this started, getting his entire crew killed and unleashing a flying polyp.
Okay, and so kind of like Moby Dick too.
Great. By the way.
Interesting.
A couple of them, including the one where he releases a flying polyp, are not so great, but it's a great album.
Okay. So, speaking of all of that, I remembered another show that's kind of like, it's not really time travel, whatever, but it's from New Zealand. Because
I got at least one more song to mention. But
it's not. Yeah, it's from New Zealand. It's the Almighty Johnstons. Essentially, they're all Norse gods. They're all the old gods that basically reincarnated constantly.
Yep.
And on their 21st birthday, basically, they get their powers. Whatever their god is, they get their powers. But they don't know this until their 21st birthday, and then they get pulled in. So it's not quite time travel, but it kind of is, because it's kind of reincarnating. And
it does remind me of probably some other really horrible time travelers, these vampires.
Yeah.
Let's sleep through the ages and wake up, because that's stupid.
So, back to music.
Because it is stupid. Yeah, so of course, I'd be remiss, once again, if I didn't mention the best time travel movie, or song. There's actually two of them, but I'm going to mention them in this way. The best two time travel songs. One is, of course, I'm My Own Grandpa.
Yes.
which is, you should go check it out. It's a really old song, but it's pretty fun. And, of course, Cher's If I Could Turn Back Time.
Is it really?
Of course, Matt. Of course, Matt.
No, it's not really. So I just said that for comedic effect.
I've got one.
Okay.
So I found this in the bowels of the internet.
As you do.
It's by this guy named Ken Ashcorp.
Uh-huh.
Song's called I Wish There Were Still Dinosaurs. So the whole song is about him and some other artist and a mime creating a portal back in time to where dinosaurs exist and just having a good old time with a bunch of dinosaurs. One of the one part of the chorus is talking about bro-fisting a pterodactyl.
So, speaking of that, again, how did we not bring this one up?
This is another TV show?
It is another. It's an old TV show.
Because here's what I found.
Yes.
TV show?
Land of the Lost.
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't know if that's actually time travel or they...
It's just Sid and Marty Krofft sitting back on. You know what? Dinosaurs and Evel Knievel, they should hang out with each other.
But then Journey to the Center of the Earth is kind of like that as well. They go back into prehistoric-y thing, but it's really
they found a place where dinosaurs just happen.
Time has forgotten.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Let's move. So Land of the Lost, and let's move away from music unless Matt has something else.
No.
Did you have something else?
I was just trying to...
Rap Battles of History.
Yeah,
there you go.
Now, I just feel like Death Clock has something about time machine.
Death Clock? Time travel.
They probably do.
Yeah, I'm just not...
Finding.
I want to build a time machine so I can go back and murder everybody.
Aside from
in
the time
past.
Travel face bag.
Time travel face bag.
Okay.
All right. So, I'm going to throw comics because I like comics and stuff.
And that's you.
That's all of them. All the comics
any
ever.
Any time travel comic kind of things?
All of them. Ever. All
I'll
of
say
them.
This. Pretty much you cannot have any X-Men storyline... or any X-Men thing if time travel is not somehow freaking involved in that.
Which is why we should have mentioned the X-Men cartoon from the 90s.
Yeah. Was there time travel in it?
Of course, because it's X-Men, so remember. Yes. Yeah, you've got the typical story of like...
Because
where
Bishop
Forge's,
and Cable...
Forge goes, I'm going to send Bishop back to the past.
I mean, how many characters are past?
Or there's Cable goes, I'm going to go back to the
Gray,
past.
Rachel Gray, there's Cable, there's all sorts
I've got Rachel Gray, I've got Cable, there's the whole thing about the seven...
Deadpool does at some point.
Deadpool, he's in the future does. Because everybody's in the future.
No.
That's right. He has a whole series because, where he's like traveling through time. Yeah. And yeah.
Because
every
he
time
has
they do
Cable's
a
belt.
Every time they do it, every time they do a filler episode, it's always like a like this one takes place in the 80s. So Deadpool travels to the 80s and does some 80s stuff. There's the X-Men. There's a whole series now. The all new X-Men where Bendis said, "You know what? It's really cool. The original X-Men from the 60s. So what if they were in the present?" And they're stuck in the present, but they can't travel back to the past for some reason. Really good. It's actually a really good comic. as long as you go, as long as you ignore some of the time travel stuff. It's pretty good.
I guess that was just the
you
end.
We wouldn't have Age of Apocalypse if it weren't for time travel. Because in the comic book story, the way that starts is Charles Xavier's son goes back into the past to kill.
He doesn't have a son. He wiped himself out.
That's another time travel thing. But anyways, he goes back into the past to kill Magneto so that his dad doesn't have to worry about Magneto and ends up killing Xavier instead and undoes himself. And that's how the Age of Apocalypse comes about until they undo it by sending somebody back in the past to stop Legion from killing Xavier.
But then Legion again undoes
but
himself.
In Legion's series, which just ended, and oddly enough, they're getting ready to make a TV show about Legion, which is... Legion's... he had a comic, and it just ended recently. And the way it ended was he said, you know what? It looks like the world would have been better if I hadn't been born. So I'm going to go back into the past and completely erase myself from existence. You know, and then CBS or NBC or somebody like that said, cool, we want to make a TV show about this character. It's like, you missed the point. Anyway.
Didn't he learn anything from It's a Wonderful Life?
See? Yeah. No, that's time travel.
Isn't it, though? He's being taken through the past.
Okay, fine. Then let's go with
and the Christmas Carol.
Let's go with Christmas Carol. That works, too.
Yeah?
Time travel everywhere. Whoa!
Christmas is the most time travel-y of the seasons.
Yeah. Isn't it? That's weird. Because the Muppets do it all the time, and... Doctor Who's always traveling through time on Christmas.
Yeah, the Muppet babies,
up with Santa Claus and stuff.
The Muppet
like
babies,
it.
They did, but
that's
not really
time
imagination.
Travel.
Yeah. What
Muppet babies? They'll make your dreams come true.
Is that really part of the thing? Yes. Oh my god, I've forgotten so much.
All right,
Are we going to include webcomics in comics, or is that a separate...
Sure. If you want to mention some webcomics.
Dr. McNinja.
Oh, Dr. McNinja. Exactly, forget Dr. McNinja.
Because he definitely goes into the future in a time ruled by dinosaurs.
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw out a few others just really quick here. Because,
to wash out Dr. McNinja.
Dr. McNinja's cool. Sure. But to balance out me talking about all this Marvel stuff...
Adventure Time.
Oh my god.
You're a Marvel guy.
To balance out the Marvel stuff, DC...
People can just suck it and
deal
with it.
Okay, the problem with Marvel time travel is they've already established you travel through time, alternate realities.
Yeah.
That's why time travel is stupid to use as a vehicle for any time of changing the past thing in the Marvel comics. It's dumb. It's really dumb.
He's just shitty.
But in DC, time actually means something. And so you've got characters like Booster Gold, who... He probably is the best time traveler ever.
You're gonna retcon?
I sure am. Booster Gold, you have Rip Hunter, you have the Flash. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have the Flashpoint storyline if he hadn't traveled into the past and changed it. A couple of the comics I'm gonna throw out there by some. Let's see, there's The Fountain, which kind of deals with time travel. It's also a movie with Hugh Jackman in it.
Didn't realize that was a comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird movie.
It's a really weird movie. And this one is actually kind of a time travel thing. It's From Hell. The comic, not the movie.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Because at the end of the comic, you realize that this insane person who's Jack the Ripper is traveling through time, influencing everything else and basically creating the 20th century.
Okay. That's, I want to say Grant Morris, or am I just?
I think you're right. Which is why.
Oh my
it's,
god.
Which is why it's so crazy.
That idea totally got ripped off in a. Oh crap! What's that TV show? I don't know. There's a TV show that has Jack the Ripper who basically created the 20th century. These well, people who capture thing. Monsters and storm in a house. I don't know. I forget the name of it, so it's not important.
So by Matt's recommendation, you should check that out. All right, is there any other time travel stuff we want to mention? We've gone on for like about an hour and a half.
Here. I think this is probably going to end up being two episodes.
Oh my gosh, maybe.
But sorry. Which one will I'm come saying, out oh my first?
Because a cat has just appeared in my lap.
Again.
From
again.
The future.
Or actually, the past. From the floor.
It's the same cat.
From the future floor.
Yeah.
He's like,
the cat, floor of the future.
The cat's like, I use Schrodinger's time traveling machine.
Am I traveling in the future or not? You don't know.
Until you see me, you don't know where I am. Or when I am. All right, so that's, I guess, is, any last words on time travel?
Don't do it.
That's probably, just don't that's probably do the it. Same thing.
Stay, yeah.
Stay away from Flying Dutchman.
That's a good one. We should remember that. We should send that back into the past for someone to mention. I nominate Matt.
Fine.
You've got a bunch of stuff again. You got to go in the past.
I've already gone back and done the one thing, the legacy. There I'm back again at Matt's Tale.
A Matt's Tale. So stay tuned next time for There I'm Back Again, a Matt's Tale.
Oh, I actually have a series of books that I just thought about. But they're not really time travel, so never mind.
The Rhapsody stuff?
Yeah, it wasn't Rhapsody.
Oh, the follow-up to it?
No. The Kristen
shit, there was time travel in that.
The Catherine Kerr stuff that I really like, but there's like 14 some odd books.
Is that the one
where it's not really, it's
where
about,
the souls keep getting reincarnated?
Correct. Yeah, it's not really time travel, but the way that the books are set up is you're getting a story. You're actually getting like three stories all in one book. Because it's three different incarnations of the soul, but everything
we'll
that
the
different,
episode,
but everything that everything that's happening in one of the reincarnations is actually affecting the other person's destinies,
yeah.
and how all the souls are tied together, and how like basically this one guy was supposed to bring this other soul into the magic with him, and he didn't realize that, and so instead she ends up. And then those three souls are so intertwined, trying to break their fate from each other and go the way that they were supposed to, that it takes up like seven books. And it's an amazing set of stories, but, and it involves then other souls get mixed up in their triangle, essentially. So it's not really time travel, but it's dealing
and
with an
expense.
Well, of course, I mean,
obviously.
It deals with an expansive amount of time. There you go.
All that being said, everybody have
all that having been said,
or
had been
about
said.
To be a be
all said. Word that been said,
all been said and did.
Oh my just God. Be never awesome to each other.
Time travel is so good. Yes, that's what you should take away from time travel is be excellent.
Yeah. Be excellent.
Be excellent to each other.
Come on, don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk. That's the rules of time travel. Don't be a jerk.
Well, Toast, I sure am glad we got out of that one.
Me too. Time travel is too messed up and too stupid.
Well, okay, I think. Anyway, this concludes the time travel episode of the Scarab Swarmcast. Before we go, though, I want to bring up a few reminders of some upcoming events and some news.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So we're having a game day coming up July 9th at Boardwalk in Greenville, South Carolina. We got lots of games on our schedule, including, let's see, there's Pathfinder, Shadows of Estrin, Swashbuckler of the Seven Skies, The Dreadful Secrets of Candlewick Manor,
Kobolds Ate My Baby!
Yes, yes, that one, of course, of course. For as far as board games and other games, though, we've got some Imperial Settlers, Stronghold 2.0, Imperial Assault. There's the Pathfinder Adventure card game. We've even got some Flames of War demos. And I just found out that our good friends at Hull Breach, who you may have heard on some of our, you may have heard Todd on some of our other episodes, they'll be showing up to do some demos as well. Probably have a few other micro games and such that we'll bring with us in case anybody wants to try some of those out too.
That sounds like a lot of fun. There's a lot of gaming packed into that day.
Yes, there will be. So again, come down to Boardwalk in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll be going from about 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Okay. Again, that's on July 9th. So it's a Saturday.
July 9th, Saturday. Got it. I'm trying to write this down. Is there anywhere else I can get information on this?
Well, sure. You can go to the Swarmcast Facebook page. And you'll see a link to our game day, which we're calling Keep Summer Safe. I don't really know where we got that. Anyway, it'll have a link to Boardwalk on there, Scarab, the Swarmcast, of course, and to a Warhorn site that we've set up that has a good amount of this schedule actually listed.
Wow, that's neat. I also want to let folks know out there that they can contact us either through the Facebook page, just find the Scarab Swarmcast on Facebook, or you can email us at swarmcast@scarab.com. That's s-c-a-r-a-b.com. Scarab with all these little dashes in there. And now they can follow us on Twitter as Scarab Swarmcast at Scarab Swarmcast. That's actually pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us what you think and what you'd like to hear more of or less of. And we'll leave you with some music from MC Lars. We'll check him out at mclars.com. Also, check out I Fight Dragons, who we opened the show with, at ifightdragons.com. So until next time, I'm John.
And I am Toast! My friend MC had a time machine, but was keen on keeping it shiny clean. To travel back in time had always been my dream, so I had to scheme and jack the padlock ring. 2015, maybe you could hear me hitting John with a brick and padjacking the scene. You think that's close? Well, just you wait. New podcast is what I create.
I tell Lincoln, in 1865, going out to plays alone was somewhat unwise. In 1963, I make JFK's day and say, before you go to Dallas, wear this helmet, okay?
In 2016, the toast cast would drop. Hang on with MC Lars, make a mad fat prop.
Time machine, you couldn't get with me because E equals this squared MC. My team to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A, to the C, H, I, N, E. My team to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A, to the C, H, I, N, E. Hey, Albert Einstein, throw your hands in the air. Props on that whole theory of relativity thing. My team to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A, to the C, H, I, N, E. My team to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A, to the C, H, I, N, E.